Welcome to another in our virtual Church of the Cross Time Traveler audio series. In this series, we have been, as the name suggests, traveling back and forth on the time continuum. And in this episode, we're going to give our time machine a real workout, from all the way back in the year 2003 to all the way forward to music recorded just last week, and to voices from among our congregation sent via cell phone straight from the Smith's kitchen to you. Let's start there with some really good suggestions from the book of Romans as to how to make ourselves a better person, a better neighbor, a better friend, a better citizen of the world, a better Christian.
Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 13. Don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other.
Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying.
When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality.
Lord, you have come to the lake shore, looking neither for wealthy nor wise ones. If you only asked me to follow humbly, oh Lord, with your eyes you have searched me, and while smiling, have spoken my name. Now my boat's left on the shoreline behind me. By your side, I will seek other seas. You know so well my possessions. My boat carries no gold and no weapons, for you will find there my nets and my labor. Oh Lord, with your eyes you have searched me, smiling, have spoken my name. Now my boat's left on the shoreline behind me. By your side, I will seek other seas. You need my hands full of caring through my labors to give others rest and constant love that keeps on loving. Oh Lord, with your eyes you have searched me, and while smiling, have spoken my name. Now my boat's left on the shoreline behind me. By your side, I will seek other seas. You who have fished other oceans, ever longed for by souls who are waiting, my loving friend, as thus you call me. Oh Lord, with your eyes you have searched me, while smiling, have spoken my name. shoreline behind me, by your side, I will seek other seas.
Gracious Lord, in these days of uncertainty, be present in our hearts. In these days of anticipation, be present in our minds and in our spirits. In these days of change, be present in our time and space, and grant to us your deep peace. We do thank you for your sustaining Holy Spirit surrounding us, guiding us, encouraging us, lavishing upon us grace until our cups literally run over. You are so good. And it is good to be here together. Transform us now as we welcome the future. Challenge us where we need to let go of the past. And keep us open to the new thing that you are doing here and now. Help us, each one, to remain faithful to your calling to serve you and to love one another. So may we continue the journey until the day we hear the joyful summons, "Come, you that are blessed by my Father. Come and possess the kingdom which has been prepared for you ever since the world began."